Mexico, there's no water. Little kids in Africa. Swindo de Roadrunner, or just Swindo in his songs, is part of an evolving hip-hop movement on the border. He and his brother Ransom Kennedy own and operate the BLK Boys record label in Tucson. That Swindo from AZ, he been cold. House full of immigrants, hot on the internet, got that old West flow. The two brothers are part of a group of Arizona-based artists trying to find their identity in a medium that has predominantly been either East Coast or West Coast, focusing on urban issues.
We're that close to the border, and everybody's trying to copy sounds from other places around the state. So, you know, that really got our niche, our market.
Originally from Oakland, Swindo and Kennedy toured Mexico with their politically charged lyrics and slowly discovered their place in the hip-hop community. They want to bring the issues of the border to the forefront of their music.
Really, no one is talking about what's going on today. Everything is party, party, party. Everything is, you know, booty, booty, booty. But nothing is nothing is really dealing with anything that's real life. You know, all the bling bling, that really doesn't apply to the average Arizonan and American.
That's what the song Phony People is about. A lot of the people that are talking about immigration, they're not originally from the U.S., you know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to take a step back and get a new perspective.
Phony People references immigration and drug trafficking throughout the song. In the music video, Swindo plays the part of a smuggler and ushers a group of illegal immigrants across the U.S.-Mexico border while evading Border Patrol agents.
And the notion of a lie is also interesting here.
Richard Mook is a lecturer of music history at Arizona State University.
The way the camera tends to focus on the immigration agents says these people are fake. They claim freedom, they claim democracy, they claim liberty, they claim to be American, and yet that's a lie because that dream applies only to them and not to these other people.
Mook says Swindo's approach to music and politics reminds him of early movements in social commentary by rappers in the late 80s and early 90s, though he's not sure the issues of Arizona and the border are attractive to a majority of Americans.
Arizona is very much in the shadow of LA. I'm not sure I see the experience of living in Phoenix, Arizona, as being all that romantically interesting for all those white suburban teenagers who were the primary driving force behind gangster rap's national appeal.
It is MG's Morning Madhouse, Los Traviesos del Valle.
Phoenix radio station KVIB is part of a surge of bicultural radio stations throughout the U.S., mixing the languages, experiences, and cultures of communities, a kind of melting pot of the airwaves. KVIB plays diverse pieces of music, sticking more to dance tunes than political commentary. General Manager Jose Rodriguez says the appeal of stations like his rests in tapping into the culture of its listeners.
95% of the marketplace is of Mexican heritage. There's no question you must program to that culture within your market. In our case, it's a Mexican culture.
Rodriguez thinks the issues of the Latino community, namely immigration, are bound to make it into mainstream media. But he says there needs to be an artist with the star power to effectively represent those issues.
I don't think that we've achieved, at least in this genre right now, that U2-ish kind of group. The group that can give a positive political message without creating issues. Is that group out there somewhere? I've got to believe they are.
The listeners, they want it, they need it, they're not getting it. So we're bringing that, and ready or not, you know, we're coming.
To Swindo and his brother, the music is less about pushing an agenda and more about provoking dialogue and cooperation. The BLK Boys record label is an acronym for Black Latino Connected, a connection that Swindo and Kennedy, both African Americans, think is natural and necessary.
Black and Latino Connected, the BLK Boys, stands for that unity that is missing. Chicano hip-hop, Hispanic hip-hop is really on the rise, but hip-hop was founded by the African rhythms, and so we're bringing those two together. I never seen tears flow like that.
Instead of fighting one another, our music, we try and find, you know, solutions. It really tears down a lot of those boundaries, and it allows us to have a platform larger than just race or just class, because those are artificial creations.
The BLK boys have taken their True Life Arizona niche to the big screen as well. They have independently produced a movie called Product that deals with drug trafficking in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. For Latino USA, I'm Tony Ganser. I know you're busy. Keep helping her, please.